Perhaps Bowman was not fully awake, after all. It took him several seconds to get the point. Then he said, "Ah, I see. What else did they tell you?" "That there was no cause for alarm. They said that twice, which rather spoiled the effect as far as I was concerned, and that they were considering a temporary switch over to Earth control while they ran a program analysis." They both knew, of course, that Hal was hearing every word, but they could not help these polite circumlocutions. Hal was their colleague, and they did not wish to embarrass him. Yet at this stage it did not seem necessary to discuss the matter in private. Bowman finished his breakfast in silence, while Poole toyed with the empty coffee container. They were both thinking furiously, but there was nothing more to say. They could only wait for the next report from Mission Control and wonder if Hal would bring up the subject himself. Whatever happened, the atmosphere aboard the ship had subtly altered. There was a sense of strain in the air, a feeling that, for the first time, something might be going wrong. Discovery was no longer a happy ship.